da 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 da. Hey everybody, this is Caffeination 497. Booyah! Yeah, that's a little loud bear. You know what? It's going to be a good episode. We have a good feeling. I am Paul. And
this is Steve.
And we're here bringing this episode. We have three more episodes left until we have to both pretty up for the video edition here at the Caffeination Podcast. I'm going to release new information. We're going to try and do it live. We're going to have all kinds of fun stuff planned. That should be 3 weeks from today. So right in time for it to get really crazy busy and work. So it's probably going to be the 7th of September, I think.
Sounds about right.
Yep, so in case anything else goes wrong, you might want to clear your schedule roughly 10 p.m. Or, yeah, 9:30, 10 p.m. When do you say we should try and start recording?
Yeah, 9:30 sounds good.
9:30. We'll try and do 9:30 on the 7th to see if we can get a good shot going. If it works out, we'll continue to do it. If not, then we're going to burn the tape. All right, hopefully everybody out there has had a fantastic week. You are, of course, listening to the Caffeination Podcast. We're the high-octane world of caffeine culture and technology news. To find out more about this show or to find any of its other little episodic friends that it's made along its way, you can head on over to www.caffeination.com. That is caffeination.com. In case you couldn't figure that out, you can email caffeination@gmail.com. You can email paul@caffeination.com or
steve@caffeination.com.
And we will get back to you in comments, feedback, suggestion, hate mail, whatever else you feel like telling us. We're glad to hear it. I'd like to hear feedback from the people that are listening to the show, the people that are enjoying and consuming what we got coming for you. The phone number you can always call us at is 215-240-1319. One more time, that's 215-240-1319. Direct to voicemail line. You can leave any kind of fun stuff you'd like on there, and we'll try and play it on the show. Alright, that's the little intro thing that we had going. Steve and I were just messing around, and we had to sing the intro because we just felt like it would be interesting fun, something different. You know, you gotta have fun with what you're doing, or else why are you doing it?
That's right.
All right, today's show is sponsored in part by Carbonite.com. Carbonite protects your pictures and all your other important files on your computer automatically by backing them up whenever you're online. There is an inevitable disaster that's in your future. At some point in time, your hard drive will not do what it is supposed to undo. You're going to have a crash, a virus. It could just plain get stolen. Carbonite makes it easy to find your backed up files. All you need is a few clicks. Carbonite will help you restore any of your files that you happen to lose. You can access all of your backed up files privately from any computer or your smartphone or iPad with a free app. That's unlimited backups of your PC and Mac anytime, anywhere access, and it's only $59 a year. That's less than $5 a month, and I really don't think that's a lot of money to ask for peace of mind. It's easy to get started and only takes a few minutes. To start your free 15-day trial, go over to Carbonite.com and you can try it now. Use the offer code TPN and you'll get 2 free months if you decide to buy. That's Carbonite.com, and an offer code for 2 free months is TPN. I'd like to thank Carbonite for allowing us to continue to do all the fun stuff that we do here at the Caffeination Podcast. We have a great show lined up. Kind of heavy on the video game news, wouldn't you say there, Steve?
Very heavy.
We didn't quite realize it as we were setting everything up. I mean, we usually try and do the articles day by day. Sometimes I'll plan a couple days ahead. Sometimes Steve will. And, you know, this past weekend I kind of phoned it in and really didn't do too much on the site. And I came back Monday. I was like, you know, I'm probably not going to have anything written. Lo and behold, Steve done dropped 2 articles, one on Saturday and one on Sunday, so we kept the streak alive, if you know what I mean. That's all about getting you up when you're down. Build me up. Don't break me down. All right. We have a wonderful little thing. I think there's only one thing that I might end up ranting on, but yeah, it's nothing like last week's Caffeination Classic Edition.
Which I missed.
So I was making fun of you pretty hard, because you left us here. I mean, come on. Like, with unceremoniously, even. You're like, you know what? Head out.
I'm out.
What was it, an 11-hour drive?
9-hour drive getting there, 14-hour getting home.
Wow. Yeah, well, and taking the anchor with you on the way back.
Yeah, well.
All right. We have a lot of really cool stuff, so I think we should get into this. What did you do geeky this week, Steve?
You know, basically all I did was read a lot of video game news.
Cool, cool. I rebuilt this goofy computer. Hopefully everything's going to come out sounding like roses. Well, I don't know how roses really sound except unless they're rustling in the breeze. But everything should come out sounding correctly. I had to install an old sound card and a lot of stuff people don't really care about. But let's just put it this way. Creative and their drivers really stink. there's no other way around it. Other than that, I am doing a ton of software installs and work, and I'm learning new programs and stuff like that. So that's all kinds of fun, but it's not really at-home geeky. So, you know, it's day job geeky.
That's right.
All right, up first, the first article we have is PodCamp Philly. If you head on over to PodCampPhilly.com, you will find that on October 1st and 2nd at One Temple University here in the wonderful city of Philadelphia. The tickets are now available for purchase, so you can head on over there. If you'd like to present, you can do so there as well. It is a great time had by all. It's going to be wonderful. I'm going to be there.
I'm definitely going to be there.
And my son is probably going to be there as well if everything works out the same way, even for a little bit, on one of the 2 days. October 1st and 2nd, and the 2nd is going to be kind of a fun little time to have you there because that's your birthday,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So are you sure you're all right with that?
Oh, of course. It's not only my birthday, but I believe it's the day you started dating your wife.
Yeah, it is. That's quite a few years ago at this point. So, yeah, you know, you got to keep it all in the family. You got to make sure you're doing everything on the right days. It's easier to remember when everybody has the same day.
That's absolutely
so
right.
I do believe you dated a girl who had the same birthday as your father, and that worked out wonderfully.
Oh, yeah. Of course it did.
So, I mean, yeah, we like to really keep things on the same days, so you know, just watch out. Anybody comes near the middle of September, from right on then to like the beginning of November, it's pretty much a minefield.
Yeah,
there's you, my son, you, brother. It's like,
yeah,
I think there's a couple other
cousins.
People. Yeah, cousins and all other manner of nonsense in the middle. it's just stupid with birthday parties all the way through. And then the spring is turning into its own little minefield. I mean, we're not even going to talk about March.
No.
We got three birthdays, honestly. My dad, my sister, and his dad all right in a row. It's 10, 11, 12. So it's like, bam, bam, bam. It's like, you know you're going to have parties on both ends of the weekend. You're just hoping everybody's all going to play nice.
That's right.
But It's a wonderful thing that we're doing back to PodCamp Philly. It's a great way to network and meet other podcasters in the area. If you happen to be out of the area or you're not from the area and you'd like to visit, and it's a good day to try that out. There's going to be a wonderful t-shirt design that's actually going to be this year. I have not yet gotten the clearance to release it to the masses, but I think it looks pretty good. I don't know what you think.
Yeah, it's actually a good design.
So I did the design this year. I'm really proud of how it looks. I think it's going to look wonderful. There's a back panel and a little pocket shot as well, so I think it's going to be wonderful and fun. There's a lot of really cool stuff that's going to be happening. So, you know, October 1st and 2nd, so you know, just mark your calendars down, head on over there and sign up. It is a very small amount of money to actually get it going. So just, you know, this is going to be the 5th year in a row we've been at Temple University, so it's going to be fun. All right, Google is acquiring Motorola Mobility. Yeah, it's a little bit hectic over there in the land of Android, but I don't know what exactly they're doing. It's going to be fun. I have a couple different feelings on this matter. The first thing is I love the fact that Google actually took the steps to say, you know what we're missing? We're missing deeper hardware integration with our OS to actually make it slicker. Like, if you've ever used an iPhone, love them or hate them, like, you cannot argue with the fact that the hardware integration between the way that the two things work just makes the experience very nice to deal with.
Right.
And on Android phones, I love my phone. I know you like yours.
Oh, love it.
So, but, like, it's just a small disconnect, I think. Like, sometimes the OS doesn't match up perfectly with the hardware that's out there. I know there's a lot of phones out there that are actually junk that are still Android phones. So, I mean, I know that Google's never going to say, you know what, only Motorola phones going from here on out can actually use Android. I think they're still going to really dig in and dive into the actual good parts that are out there. But they've been having the two phones that Google actually released, not talking about the G1, but the new Nexus X and the Nexus,
yeah,
are both gorgeous pieces of industrial design. So if they can bring that design aesthetic and that help to Motorola and keep the interface clean when they're actually on Motorola's, I think it's going to be a really cool marriage. I can't wait to see what they actually do. And there's a whole bunch of other backstories that are going along with it. So I actually just sent you the link over to Larry Page's blog post. It's cool. I can't wait to see what happens. So, all right. Next thing we got for you here.
It would be Gamefly versus Redbox. And this is actually a story.
Just any red box, or is there a specific one?
Any red box will work.
No, I'll get the spray paint.
Yeah. this is a story I actually started writing a couple of weeks ago, and finally I was able to get it out. And what this is about is basically with the way video game industries are hurting, you know, sales are dropping, and so some people are doing the best they can to, you know, still get those games that are coming out now. So what I found out was that Redbox, which you find out and which you find, you know, little kiosks at 7-Elevens and outside shopping centers, is finally decided to try the game rentals.
That's where you go and you rent, like, movies for, like, a buck a day or something, right?
Yeah, yeah, when you rent movies a day, you know. You know, it's apparently cheap and easy. I know my brother's doing it once in a while. But, yeah, with this, I don't know what to think of it. You know, Gamefly I see every night, you know, on Cartoon Network when I'm watching, you know, everything that's going on. But
I mean, how do the prices stack up between the two of them?
Between the two, with Gamefly, I believe it's, like, $15, $15, $16 to rent one game. You know, and if you want to bring two games, three games, or four games, you just keep adding, you know, $7 to each one. And with Redbox, I think they came to $2 a day.
Okay.
So, and in the end, you know, if you keep the game for, you know, for 30 days, it's yours. And in the end, you realize you just paid for, you know, a full price for a game. Now, you know, it has its ups and downs. So, you know, it's up to the, you know, person who tries both, you know, what they think. But, I mean, by reading all this, you know, in the end, they're pretty even. You know, okay. I think Redbox just has the upside, because if you start playing the game, you don't like it, you know, you just, you know, spent
$2.
Yeah, about $2-$4, you know, instead of paying $60 and realizing that, you know, you're wasting your money.
Okay. I like the idea of these things. It's just, I guess I'm a little hesitant to enter into another service. I'm already in Netflix. I'm in deep. And, like, I know that if I had games coming to the house, too, I don't think I would ever see anybody else. I would just sit in the basement and play them all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, you were saying something about the distribution networks between the two of them, and that Gamefly actually has, like, a delay versus what we're accustomed to with Netflix.
Yeah, with Netflix, I mean, put a movie into the mail tomorrow, by Saturday I'll have another movie.
Okay.
So, and with Redbox, with Gamefly, there's about a 4 to 7 day delay.
Okay, and you said that's just because of the distribution centers they have?
Right, they don't have that many distribution centers. With us, I believe there is one in New Jersey, but still, you know.
It's New Jersey, and I don't know if we really want games from there.
No, I don't like New Jersey.
Just kidding to all of our listeners who are actually from Jersey. You know, it's no offense, your state's the butt of a lot of jokes, I'm sorry.
That's right.
But Steve doesn't like New Jersey because he can't drive through it.
No, but I can get to Camden real easy.
Yeah, every time. All roads lead to Camden around here. I like the idea. We'll see. I mean, both you and I were talking about doing a trial of Gamefly,
yeah,
just to see whether or not we like it. Is it like a 2-week trial or something like that? Or
I actually believe it's a 30-day trial.
Okay, so you just give it a shot, send a game back after like 2 days, see what you think.
Yeah.
So, I mean, one of the things that I'm kind of looking into for this, because, like, as Paul gets older and as, you know, the little kid games come out, I know he's not going to sit there and play the little kid games again and again and again and
yeah,
again. Because he's going to play them and then get bored and then he wants something new. So that might be a little bit better than, you know, having to buy the $60 game,
yeah,
to do it. So I think it's really cool. We will report back on what we think on that. If you have any comments or feedback on this, please leave a comment on the article. I'd love to see what other people think about these two services. Have you used them? Is there anything you can tell us? You know, we'd like to hear from you. So, you know, just shoot us a line in any one of the ways that we've told you. All right, next thing is an interesting game that's coming out, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's very interesting. Lollipop Chainsaw, which is... they're saying will come out sometime in 2012, and you know when you're reading the details and everything like that, it sounds awfully familiar. And
it's a lollipop chainsaw. There's a lollipop, but it's not a lollipop. It's a chainsaw.
Right, but she likes lollipops.
Okay.
And when you go to the website, you find out it's strawberry lollipops that she really enjoys.
Only strawberry.
Only strawberry.
Okay.
But basically, what this is a 16-year-old cheerleader who goes after zombies. And, you know, Instead of zombies, put vampires. You got yourself Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
And there's no chainsaw, though.
And there's no chainsaw.
And the chainsaw actually makes the whole thing. It looks a little bit like a stylized fighting game, like kind of like Mortal Kombat Extended.
Yeah.
The promo that you put up there is really cool. I love how they incorporated the music and everything. And it's one of those games that's quirky and it's probably going to be really, really fun to play. Especially if like you can unlock other characters and stuff like that in the end.
That would be fun.
And you're saying that there's some fun things about the actual game developer. Because this is not from a studio that I've ever heard of before.
No, this is actually... the developer is Grasshopper Manufacture, Inc. And... you know, they're not well known in the United States. They mostly do Japanese games. They only became mainstream, I believe, when Killzone 7 came out. I believe
I didn't know there were six others.
Yeah, neither did I.
I knew Killzone, but I never knew the Killzone had spawned six little friends. I mean, what are they going to have, like the Kate plus 8 next?
Yeah, probably.
Killzone 8, you are Kate. I mean, that's just crazy. So I love the game. I love the aesthetic that they have there. And people have been really commenting on it because people just love zombies. I don't know what it is. And you got to watch the promo. It's a little not safe for young ears. But, no. You know, so we're not going to play it here. But they start off with the whole lollipop, lollipop. And it's just it's really funny. So if you're a fan of the Left 4 Deads or the or any of the other zombie games that are out there, this is kind of like a more quirky version of it.
Right.
You're a cheerleader. I mean, come on, seriously, how deep can it get? All right, and you, not even that, but you're the stereotypical cheerleader.
Of course. Yes.
All right, if you remember an article we wrote a little while ago about Portal 2, I love Portal 2, Steve loves Portal 2, they released the soundtrack. Now, it's for free, so you can go and get the soundtrack, Volume 1, it's called Music to Test, or Songs to Test By. They also had a selection of six different ringtones. I actually have one of them as my ringtone. My wife hates it. I can hear it, and I know nobody else has it, so it's fantastic for me. Now, on the next thing that the fine folks over at Valve just released, Soundtrack Volume 2, Songs to Test By Again. These are 18 additional tracks, plus the original 22. That brings up a total of 40 tracks that they've released for free, plus an additional ton of ringtones and sound effects. So you can shoot the blue portal. You can do a whole bunch of other little fun things. You can door open, door close. You have the orange portal there, and then the blue portal all over again. So the button positive. I don't know what the difference between button positive and button negative is, but it's kind of fun and kind of cool to have them nonetheless. Yeah, I just have to play with the sound effects. I can't stop. So I don't even know exactly how bad that sounds yet. We'll see, and I promise I won't play with them too much. But anyway, all right, I'm done.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm done. The last thing was a turret gun.
Okay.
All right. So, I mean, that's really cool. Now, the thing that actually got me into this, because I was looking for when the download content, the DLC, is going to be available for the Xbox. Because I've been playing the same levels. I love them, but the replay value on the ones that you already know the solutions to, it's not really high.
Nah.
So I found out that not only did they release this, but they've had two different contests so far on building levels and stuff, and they released for free a level builder. The thing is, it's only available for the PC at this point. So I'm really upset that I never bought it for the PC and that I actually bought it for the Xbox. I mean, yeah, I could play Steve if we both had the game on separate sides. If we had the Xbox, I could play across Xbox Live. And I love the robust network that it works on, but, you know, I'd like to be able to design levels. So I was looking into it, and it's $30 to download the game from Steam. So I was just curious if there are other people out there who have Steam accounts, whether or not you have any pluses or minuses, or if there's things that you would recommend that I do or not do. And if, like, they have a two-pack, so you can buy one, it's like for $50 instead of for $60. So it would be like $25 per game. So I can do one, and Steve can do one, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And so we'll see how that works out.
Yeah.
We'll just look into it, and we'll see what happens. But if I know that there's people out there who listen to the show who actually use Steam, and I know that we can actually go over there and use the Team Fortress 2 is the one that's free forever. So we might just try that and see if we can shoot each other back and forth a couple times to see how the Steam play works. All right, next little thing we got for you here, sticking with the Portal vibe.
Of course, and it is burning houses down again with the lemons.
We love lemons
here.
We love
lemons here.
That should be our next, our little pseudo tagline here. Caffeination.com, we love lemons.
And, yeah, I feel, I actually, you know, I've like always, every week I'll, you know, go to snorktees.com and, you know, just see what kind of funny shirts they have. And when this came up, and I knew I had to put it on here. And, yeah, it's, you know, when life gives you lemons, burn life's house down. Yeah, with those lemons.
It has the fun little lemon hand grenade.
That's
I think
right.
I would just like to... I might actually end up trying to cobble together a fake lemon hand grenade to have in the caffeination layer. Just Jen won't understand it. Nobody's going to understand it except you and me, and I'll just have it sitting there.
That's
just,
right.
Just and a completely fake lemon, obviously, because it would go
bad.
We got
to do it soon, because when 500 comes, you know, you can put it in the background, you know, and people will know.
Yeah, there you go. We're gonna have like a scavenger hunt for goofball stuff that's behind us. Still got to work on the studio now that the big iron computer Odin's actually functioning correctly. I don't have to worry about that. So provided this episode actually sounds halfway decent, and if it doesn't, we might not release it at all. But who knows? Maybe the next one will just be 498. What happened to 497? But still, because I'm not recording again. I can't believe that happened last week. It was all because you weren't there.
Yeah, I know.
All right, and how was your day going? Because I am a potato. Another little in-joke again from Portal. I'm sorry there's so much Portal stuff, but it's really a great game. But somebody actually made a Lego GLaDOS potato, and I just had to share it with the group. That's it. It's Legos. But you gotta love it. Come on.
And it's a potato.
It's a potato. All right. then the last little Portals 2. I had no clue that we had so much stuff that was about Portal 2 until I started putting the thing together, and I was like, you know, I might want to start backing off the games, off the one single game, because if people aren't a fan of it, they're not going to want to tune into the Portal show that we
right.
have here.
So, I didn't even realize until just now that, wow, there's a lot of Portal.
That's like five, six
stories in a row.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have to put them in a row. I'm not going to jump around.
No.
All right. Wheatley is one of the protagonist antagonists in the game. He's kind of a little bit of both. He's a fun little character. He's basically made to make GLaDOS stupider. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that I don't want to ruin about exactly how crazy Wheatley is. But somebody actually took it and sketched from, you know, by hand. They used a green foam core and some tape and went and they made an entire puppet that moves around. Did you watch the video?
Yeah, I got a plan right now, too.
The video is just creepy. Because, I mean, they used the sounds.
Job down here in manufacturing, but guess who the foreman went with? Only an exact duplicate of himself. Nepotism. Ended up giving me the worst possible job, tending to all the smelly humans that...
Now, as you're watching the video, the girl who's actually doing all of this, who created the puppet, is moving it around and actually creating a lot of the different movements and everything that are from the game. So it's just really cool to see this, because this is, like, dead-on accurate.
Yeah.
I mean, this is scary accurate. The cool thing is, if you actually go over to her page, it's Furin Cosplay's website, if you actually go over, all of this stuff, like the handles on either side, are actually held together by magnets.
Really?
Yeah, so that if she's shipping it or if she's moving it around, she's not going to mess anything up. She can just boom, and there it is. So I thought that was pretty cool. So
I like the picture with the bird.
Yeah, I don't know why.
That was a good touch.
I have no clue why it's up there. Except for the fact that maybe it's the bird that eats the potato.
But, I actually believe that's what it is.
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't think they made a plush version of it, so it's a...
They didn't. If you see, it's a Pokemon.
Oh.
You see the tag?
Oh, which one is it? I mean, since you're the expert.
I have no idea. I just noticed that it's a Pokemon right. symbol in the back.
Get back in your Pokeball.
Yeah.
All right, so I think we're done about that, but we are going to talk a little bit about Mario Brothers. Now, Mario is kind of iconic. I mean, we use it for the start of this show. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Don't.
But, I mean, you hear about it all over. There's different references to it all over in pop culture. There was one of my favorite web series ever, which I'm actually forcing Steve to watch, There Will Be Brawl, was an unbelievable film noir version of life after Mario Brothers. I mean, it had Hyrule being absorbed by the Mushroom Kingdom, and the four crime bosses, of which Ganon and Bowser were two of them, and it had DDD, and I can't remember, King Hippo might have been one of the other ones.
King Hippo.
Yeah, and Kirby is actually listed as the Coral Cannibal, and he plays a Hannibal Lecter type character in the series. Like, he apparently went on a rampage and, like, was killing people. He was a serial killer. And they captured him.
Wow.
And it's just really cool and really raw. It's not for children in any way, shape, or form. And it's just really done well. I mean, there's a particularly compromising story about the princess and which of one of the two brothers she likes. You'll always be her player too. So there you go. But that's not what I came to talk to you about here today. What I came to talk to you about today is this wonderful little film clip I found. It's Mario Brothers indie film trailer. Basically, it takes Mario as a down-on-his-luck, kind of drug-addicted plumber. He is actually a plumber in this. And his brother Luigi, and they're going around fighting people, and then he starts tripping out on mushrooms, and he sees all kinds of crazy different stuff, and he's attacking people, and his girlfriend's going out with a rich guy who he ends up thinking is Bowser. It just looks like a fun movie. This looks like so much better than the original Captain Lou Albano Super Mario Brothers movie, where like the Koopas or the... It was either Koopas or Goombas had like tiny little heads.
Yeah.
It's just that was just such a bad movie, and it was such a bad representation of what the game should have been done in movies.
Oh, of course.
So this, I would like to see this. This would be interesting, because I mean, it's all in the dude's head. I mean, this totally fits with everything that's out there. So I just wanted to share it with the group because I thought it was pretty cool. All right, next little thing we got for you here.
It is Freddy Krueger has come to Mortal Kombat. Yes, 1-2, Freddy is coming for you. And basically what this is Mortal Kombat released what they called a Season Pass, which would give you three additional fighters. I think it's Scarlet, Rain, and Kenshi. And there was a mystery fighter, and it turned out to be Freddy Krueger. And you know what? I went out and I bought the points to get Freddy Krueger. You know what? He's fun to play with at first, but, you know, after a while, there's only so many moves you can do, and the biggest flaw that I found that he has is, you know, with Freddy Krueger, you've known him as having one claw glove. In the game, he's got two. So, you know, it's kind of a drawback. I think if he only had the one-hand glove, he definitely would have done a lot better. But, yeah, you know, he's fun to play with. He doesn't talk much. He does his laugh. And, he's all right.
I'm looking at it, and I was trying to justify it. And like, I'm really stingy with buy and download content.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, you got to manage your money, and I'd rather buy more games than buy extras for the game sometimes.
Right.
Or I'd rather wait for a game that I know is going to be good and buy the Game of the Year edition or whatever they do with all the download content in it. Like, I kind of wait. I wish I had waited for Borderlands, because there's so many different packs out for it now.
Right.
That I was calculating it up, and I don't even want to know how much money it would be. It was, like, over $25 extra to get all the extra pieces for the game.
Wow.
And I'm like, you know, maybe they'll release, like, just, like, a download pack only disc or something that I can get for a little bit less money. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I was looking at it, and I don't understand how he fits into the universe.
They put some type of story into it. I forget, actually, how
does he have his own level? Is it a boiler room?
No, he doesn't have his own level. And you know what? I think the next day I went through the tower, and they got some type of story that went on. And in the end, he just wound up being back in the dream world, and going back to his normal gig.
So he basically dreamed the whole thing?
No, it wasn't that he dreamed the whole thing. Somehow, I believe Shao Kahn dragged him into the Earth realm.
Oh, okay. Because he was like a hero for Earth or something? But I mean, that doesn't...
That's some weird story.
It's interesting. I mean, there's actually like a funny video on YouTube of like a Freddy Krueger interview about like why he's in the game. He says, "This doesn't make any sense. I'm in a horror. I live in the dream world. The next thing you know, they'll put Chucky in there. Oh, great. Now I gave him an idea."
Yeah.
I mean, there's other people I would have really liked to see in the game, and I was kind of hoping for like something similar to Soul Calibur when they brought in the Star Wars characters.
Yeah.
It's because they sort of fit, but they didn't, and they weren't interwoven into the story too much. But they came with levels. I mean, like, they came with music. They came with all of the stuff that you would expect. So when I bought Darth Vader, and you know I bought Darth Vader, I loved to have it. So, I mean, that was fantastic. I know that PlayStation actually got Kratos.
Yeah.
From God of War.
Right.
So I don't know if they can still get Freddy.
Yeah, PlayStation can get Freddy. I think for them it's, like $5.
Okay. So is that just one character that they have that we won't?
Oh, what?
Kratos.
Yes. Kratos is specifically for
okay.
PlayStation.
I think, like, there's nothing that I've ever... Well, okay, there's one game that's coming out that's going to make me wish I had a PlayStation 3, and that's Twisted Metal.
Yeah.
Because I loved playing Twisted Metal back in the day. My friend Tim and I used to sit in my room on a tiny little 13-inch TV and play Twisted Metal for hours on end. And it's just, it was a great, great game. And I'm going to wish that I had a PlayStation 3, but there's no way I can justify owning a third console because we also have the Wii. So, I mean, maybe it'll come out for the PC too. There's been a lot of games that have done Sony and the PC because Sony doesn't have the biggest install base anymore.
Right.
Xbox is kind of like a giant. They can say, boom, we're doing Halo. It's like, okay, fine. It doesn't have to be anywhere else. So it's kind of interesting to see the different dynamics that are actually showing up.
Yeah, I mean, with this, it's, you know, and there's mixed reviews. You know, some people are happy with it. Some people, you know, like, eh, you know, and, you know, they're thinking, you know, what's going to happen next? Are they going to bring Jason, Michael Myers?
I would have liked to see Jason more so than Freddy, I think.
Yeah.
Especially because they changed the character. It's a fundamental change. And, you know, adding a second glove.
Yeah.
Like, looking at it, you're like, okay, how different would his fighting style have been if he only had one glove? He would punch you with the other hand, he could grip you up, and then he could stab you with the hand that actually has the blades on it. I mean, I think that would be more of an interesting character because of the limitations that they would put on him. So,
and with Jason, you know, I could definitely see him in here. You know, all he has is a machete, and he's good to go.
Yeah, and it's like he was never really quick, so you know he's going to be a slow character.
Right.
Kind of like in Soul Calibur, again, going back to that because it's only other amalgam I had. Darth Vader's slow. He walks purposefully around the thing. It's like his attacks do a lot of damage, and there's times when he can move sort of quick, but you have to kind of time his attacks right. And I've been getting it better. But
and, you know,
Steve will destroy me in Mortal Kombat from here to Kingdom Come.
That's right.
But you know, in Soul Calibur, I think we're pretty even.
Yeah, we tend to get so even out
I don't
there.
Know what it is about Mortal Kombat. It's just not my deal.
No.
Yeah, I think there was one time you beat me 34 straight games or something like that. It was just embarrassing. And then I beat you once and, like,
you were pumped. You were like, I'm ending it now.
And he's like, done. Controller down. Let's walk away. All right. That about wraps it up for the Geek Cruft section here at the Caffeination Podcast. We got a very small amount of food and caffeinated bits. Then we'll hand you out on your way. The first thing is the iced coffee paradox. What is that? Well, I hate August. Every year in August, it gets horrible for coffee news. I don't know if it's just the fact that it's hot out. And nobody wants to talk about coffee, which is possibly it. I like talking about coffee. I will drink hot coffee no matter what time of the year it is, no matter what temperature it is outside. I'm a sicko like that. I don't even care. But I'm tired of hearing about iced coffee at this point. Yes, we understand. How about coffee ice cream? How about coffee yogurt, which are both yummy to beyond belief? There's so many other different things that you could throw coffee into and you could make with coffee that I'm waiting to hear for summertime treats. And please stop asking for coffee recipes, iced coffee recipes. There's two things in it. You put ice in coffee, and you drop the mic and walk away. In fact, just to help you out, we have a fun little graphic that's on the ice on the website. So in case you ever wonder how you're supposed to make iced coffee, drop the mic. There you are. You're done. And you know what? I think one of the fun things that we might end up doing for the 500th episode is that we might make some of our own coffee vodka. And try that here on the show. Would you try it?
You know what? It's vodka. I would try
it. All right. Well, there you go. And you know what? We could always throw it in some milk for you. You could have a coffee Russian.
There you go.
So there's all kinds of fun stuff. So I might end up going out and getting a bottle of vodka and doing our own little special coffee infusion. Because I got a twist on how we used to do it. It'll actually make it a little bit better for everybody.
And you know what's funny? You know, speaking of ice, you know, August and all this ice stuff. Last week I finally tried the iced hot chocolate.
Okay.
And that was terrible.
Terrible?
I didn't, you know, I took a sip of it and yeah, I couldn't do it.
I mean, I like hot chocolate. So how did they mess it up?
Right there. Hot chocolate should be hot, not iced.
So I mean, how is it different than chocolate milk?
It's completely cold and all you're tasting is chocolate. So it's basically chocolate milk.
Okay. So there's no real point in slapping
it
over
there.
There's
okay. No point.
That's pretty much what I thought was going to happen, but I kind of hoped that it would be something different. Like, I've seen iced hot chocolates where it's kind of like a chocolate slushy.
Yeah.
And that's not what this was?
No. This was, you know, they made hot chocolate, put, you know, 6 ice cubes in it, and voila. I mean, for me, I like hot chocolate, put a little whipped cream on top, and you make my day.
I got to say, I was sitting in Starbucks the other day, and I've been on a diet for a little while. I haven't put cream in my coffee for forever and a day. I don't really put sugar in there unless the coffee's really bad, or I just need a little something special. And I was sitting there, and I was in Starbucks just getting an espresso because I needed something in the middle of the day. And I'm sitting there, and the person gets an iced frappuccino something in front of me, and I'm looking at the beverage, and it's in a clear cup. And it's coffee and milk, and it's okay. I love that color. I don't like the taste. And as I'm looking, this wad of ice cream or fat or lard or whatever it was that was sitting in the top of it is melting, and like the waves of fat are dripping down in the thing, and I'm looking at it and I'm actually getting sick to my stomach as I'm looking at it going, that thing has as many calories as a Big Mac, and I'm not like huge on calories or anything. If it's good, I'm gonna eat it,
right?
But it's completely overkill for coffee. It's like, you just ruined everything that coffee was supposed to be to do that to it. And it's not a refreshing drink. It's a sweet and cold drink. That's okay, but it's not going to clean your palate. You're going to end up with like a weird aftertaste. Come on. Right. Everybody needs to just get away from it. Iced coffee, it's all you need. All right, talking about the Corksicle. It's a weird looking gidget, wouldn't you say?
Very weird.
It looks like an icicle dripping directly out of a cork, so Corksicle is a pretty good name for it. It is $22.95, in case you're wondering. What you gotta do is you open up your bottle of white or red wine. You pour one glass out, no problem. It's kind of like the whole Julia Childs thing. You just cook it with a little wine. And then you move on. You see, even the cat wants it. But what you do here is that this is a refreezable icicle that I assume has some kind of plastic coating on the outside, and then that gel inside that you find in like the refreezable ice cubes.
Yeah.
And then you drop it down into the wine so that it actually, as it melts, it gets lower and lower, so it would displace roughly the same amount of wine that you would have in a glass. So that's why they tell you to pour the glass out. Hmm. I like this idea. I think it's pretty cool and interesting, but more so than it's a way to actually cool down your wine without watering it down.
Right.
I would be much more likely to go for one of those bottle wrappers. Have you seen them where it's like iced wrapped around the bottle? Then trying to open the wine. Because, I mean, as soon as you pour the flashed glass out, that's guaranteed, you know, 1% of the bottle of wine that you're never going to have at the optimal temperature.
Right.
So what's the point in that? That's like drinking coffee and then throwing out the first cup that you make. So, I mean, you still get to drink it, but it's probably not going to be as good as you want it to be if you need the rest of it.
And we don't throw out coffee here.
No, we don't. If the coffee's too bad, then it ends up in the plants. And I have a wonderful... you see the plants that are
here. I actually do.
They're all quite perky.
They are.
They're caffeinated. I'm pretty sure my final, you know, my coffee survival guide, the final thing for me to do is probably eat a couple leaves from some of the edible plants that are in here, because I'm pretty sure there's enough caffeine stored in there.
Yeah, probably.
It might work out. The philodendron in work, which actually has a name, it's named Oscar, by the way. The philodendron is so old. When I was 7 or 8 years old, I bought it when we were at like a nursery or something like that with my parents, and they're like, okay, well, you have to take care of it. So I took care of it, and then it ended up in the bathroom at our other house. And then my mom took care of it for years. And then as I got my current job, my mom said, well, you know what? I replanted Oscar. I want to give him to you for work because you have a nice big window. So I was like, okay. So I took it in. Oscar has at one point in time gone from a little philodendron with a little bit long to 28 feet long. And I keep wrapping it back in on itself and it keeps going back. And then I would cut him back. So I cut him back to like 10 or 11. And then like he's grown again. So he's been up to like 28 feet like 3 times now. And I'm moving offices soon, and I'm going to have to bring Oscar home. So I don't know where Oscar's going to fit in the house. So if I, you know, with all the coffee that he's drank over the years, I'm pretty sure that I could just suck on a leaf or two and I'd be good. So the next thing we got for you here is just a product that I thought was really interesting. They look like coffee jelly beans or coffee raisinettes, but they're called super caffeinated chocolate rocks. Did you ever notice how often chocolate and coffee go together?
Yeah, it's constant.
You'd think that people would kind of move away. I mean, yes, it's a combination that works, and I understand you got to stick with what works. But seriously, that's a little overkill.
What about vanilla?
I mean, I would like to see a coffee vanilla.
That's right.
I'm pretty, you know, not French vanilla either.
Not regular vanilla.
Leave the French out of this.
Or caffeinated sherbet.
Caffeinated
coffee sherbet.
Coffee sherbet. Coffee ice cream's pretty good, but I'm more of a. How about a coffee sorbetto?
That might work.
Because I like the refreshing tastes of like, you know, like the. The water ice and the sorbettos and stuff like that. So it's, you know, it's tiny, it's a little condensed. Let's see what it is. There's a dessert that my one friend Marguerite told me about that she had in Rome. It's actually, it's Italian for smothered or something like that. And basically they take a little shot of gelato.
Yeah.
And they pour coffee, an espresso, right over it. And it, like, makes a little coffee float with the espresso. And so the espresso's hot. It's steaming. It's just made. And then it pours right over the ice cream, and it melts it down a little bit. And since the gelato's so rich that it's, like, it's, like, pre-sweetened. I'm actually getting excited about it.
I know. I can see it in your face.
All right. So we're going to need me one of them. All right. So the caffeinated rocks I thought was pretty cool, so I just wanted to pass it along to the group. It's over at thinkgeek.com. And you know what? Now I need to see if we have any gelato around here. I think that about wraps it up. Is there anything else we should talk about?
I think we're okay for now. I can't think of anything at the moment.
Okay, and there's nothing going on in my head as per usual. All right, so thank you ever so much for sticking around here to the end of the show. We are a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Usually mention it up front in the personal in the beginning of the show, but forgot. But, you know, we're still there. We are a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Everybody's listed over at techpodcast.com. Everybody creates child-safe, family-friendly, and educational shows. There's a bunch of wonderful shows that are over there. I know Norbert Davis from the Totally Cool Tech Podcast recently released a new episode. He's been kind of on again and off again with doing his episodes because he's had a lot of really rough times. So you know what? Head on over to totallycooltech.com as soon as you're done this show so you make sure you get in on what Norbert has to give out. You know, there's Jeffrey Powers from the Geekazine show. There's Rick Savoia from the forcefield.net. There's so many other really good shows out there that you owe it to yourself to head on over there and check it out. So you can geek out on some podcasts this week, all right? All right, thank you ever so much for listening, and stay caffeinated, people.